Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for May 2nd through 6th. Okay. I have an expansion on Neil's book.
Okay.
Brendan could have come to Alexis with, my brother had all of this research, and now that you run the Invader, we could do like a whole expose on exposing these cults and really doing some like investigative journalism and getting down into it. And they could publish it, and Alexis could feel like she was carrying on Neil's mission, like she finally had a purpose to get back into something. Because I know that she appreciates what she's doing, but I still feel like she's still trying to really
advocate for someone.
Right. Mm-hmm. But getting her to do something like that would totally be up her alley, and obviously personal, being that her daughter, she almost lost her daughter to a cult.
Right.
You know, she would be able to do that. And then he eventually becomes like super creepy and tries to extort her for money and is like, I don't know. I think you should have done more for my brother or something. And then by this point, Alexis would have had Harmony living with her for so long. And then Harmony could have started freaking out that they were eventually going to uncover Neil's research. Cause once they got so deep,
right,
you know, maybe she would have started out helping them in the beginning. Being as I'm the insider, I can tell you what it's like to recover from being in a cult and being on the other side, thinking that she had covered all of her tracks. And it would have been a very good storyline.
I agree.
Instead, we kill her.
Yeah. It went way too fast. I agree.
Why?
Because as soon as we get someone we like, we have to kill them off. I don't know.
I felt like it was Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey, by the way, we're just going to kill you today.
Yeah.
Just as she has been so amazing.
The only part I didn't like was that they killed
them. We're just jumping right into it, by the way.
They kill them and then they let them come back for a couple minutes and then they kill them again. And
like Peter?
Yeah. Like, let's just keep reliving this over and over again. So I'm glad that Harmony's
dead.
I did think it was funny that Willow's tears were what made her wake up again for that brief time, though. In real life, you don't just get to yell at someone, wake up, out of a coma or whatever's wrong with
them. But they say love can, like, they get that final rally thing or whatever. And
it always just happens whenever their child is in the room yelling at them.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
I think it's a little extra soapy. One time I'd like to see someone just, like, wake up and be like, where's the call button? There's no one in here. I have to say, right. I'm awake.
I hurt. What happened?
Exactly.
Mm. So Hulu went back and forth with their headlines. We can do that real quick because that whole storyline gets us into everything. Did you do Amanda headlines?
I did not do Amanda headlines, but I wondered if the change up in the Hulu headlines had something to do with Anna mentioning Hulu. Like, are we supposed to be paying attention? We're not supposed to be paying attention.
I know. She kept talking about it. I like that they it was very organically covering all the options. This is really not a paid advertisement. I pay for Hulu every month.
Me too.
I pay for the bonus with Disney Plus and HBO Max. If they want to pay my bill for me every month, I mean, that's not
absolutely
that much.
Let's
but
go.
They can, and I'll still talk about them.
Yes.
But there really is a broad range of Robert's like, no, you can stick with the classics and be good. And those are on Hulu also.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
I know it's because that's who owns them, but I also thought it was funny that it wasn't like me and Robert are Netflix and chilling because that's a whole different vibe than no, we are Huluing.
Yep. So what's the Hulu then? What's Hulu and Hang?
Sure.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You need to ask someone way younger than me.
But on Monday, it was a long summary. Tuesday, Carly presses Harmony to tell the truth. Wednesday, Sunny is visited by an old friend. Thursday was a long description. And then Friday, Willa's in disbelief.
Yeah,
so
like
we're really going back and forth between
and I don't like any
long
of
description.
None of
short
those
description.
Justify.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
So do we want to keep on Harmony?
We can go with Harmony. I mean,
Alexis was all cleaned up, but the bandage on her head, they didn't cover. Or they didn't cover her forehead?
Well, that was like Carly had that big bruise on her chin when they were in the hospital. And then the next day she put makeup on and it was like completely covered. Like she was fine.
There are ways for makeup to cover bruises.
I understand that. But I also feel like Carly's first thought when dealing with her kind of sort of daughter-in-law's mother just dying and all the information that she has would not be, let me go find my compact that will cover this bruise. It
but
would just
she
be
loves
regular
Willow,
makeup.
So she wouldn't want Willow to see, because Willow already knows that Harmony had attacked her. And if Willow had seen the bruise as Carly's talking to her and trying to comfort her, I think that she might have covered it just to kind of help Willow to not see it.
Okay. I didn't go that far. I feel like we were just not showing the bruise to not have to deal with it.
I'm going to go with that she had that little bit of compassion because she actually impressed me-ish this week.
Mm-hmm.
But
ish.
She just didn't want Willow to get caught
sense.
Up on that.
I just don't know that I would be thinking that far ahead. In my mind, a bruise on my face hurts. I'm not going to pile on a bunch of makeup because that would hurt.
She has really good makeup, though. She probably has that like really light and feathery, airbrushed.
Okay.
She can barely feel that it's even on. She doesn't get drugstore.
No?
Probably not.
Oh.
I'm going to go with she might use deception.
Maybe. Huh.
But I didn't like that Sam lied about her relationship to Harmony
right.
to get information.
Mm-hmm. And that just wasn't right. I understand that you want to talk to someone, but you let their daughter talk to them first when they're on their deathbed.
Right. That. I mean, what was she going to do? Spill the beans? Go tell Willow herself?
And what was Harmony going to say at that moment? Like, you have enough information. What do you want me to tell you? You want some kind of closure? Like, there's going to be a good enough excuse for why I killed your boyfriend and his brother and tried to kill you?
Right.
No.
Right. I thought that Carly was actually being really nice to Harmony
mm-hmm.
on her deathbed.
Yeah.
That's not her. She's not the kind. I think that she realized why. Because I think that Carly realizes, oh, yeah, I would have done the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
And
I feel like she knew she owed it to Willow to listen to what Harmony was going to say. It
yes.
wasn't about Harmony. It was about Willow.
Yes.
I don't know. I wasn't prepared for her to die already. I mean, she did it really well. Those were really good scenes. And when she finally died, she laid there perfectly and let them sit there and hold her hand and have a whole conversation and whatever. Because some of them you can see they're not actually dead. She did a good dead job. Good job.
She'll I die. Really believe she was dead.
I really liked the way you die. No.
The actress Inga Cadrenal, and I always feel like I'm mispronouncing her name because I was like, nope, she's not really dead. No, she posted on Facebook or on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all she wrote. I want to say thank you. Thank you, General Hospital fans. I'm going to cry because I am so mad. You guys are amazing. You stuck with this character who did a lot of bad things. You saw her through pain, and I'm honored to have stepped onto the General Hospital stage and into Hollywood history. So much fun. So much love for all of you. I see you. I thank you. The lights have officially gone out on Harmony's dress.
Oh my gosh. It was a beautiful write-up. I don't know if it was worth tears, but it was a beautiful goodbye.
I just feel she could have done so much more.
She could have.
Oh.
Maybe they'll bring
her
back.
It's like they dragged out the storylines we don't need dragged out. And they, like this, I like my initial write-up. Maybe she'll come back. She didn't really die. They were actually hiding her. I don't know.
Maybe she has a twin sister.
Oh.
A cousin that looks identical. We'll bring her back.
That doesn't do the same thing, though.
No. She doesn't actually have to be related. She can just be a whole new character. Look at Franco.
Yeah. Roger Howarth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Michael Easton.
Yeah.
We killed him a few times and brought him back as someone else.
Uh-huh. She can just be a whole new person. That was like the best part of this week, though.
But it wasn't. I mean, yeah, it was. Well, and then Dante telling Willow, we have reason to believe. I like how he handled it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of okay with the fact that they let the law officer be the one to tell her.
Yeah, I felt like that was better.
But I think Willow suspects Carly knows more than she's letting on. I mean, obviously, that's how we ended on Friday.
Yes.
That was the cliffhanger on Friday was, what does she mean by that?
Yes.
But.
No, I thought it was right that Dante told her. I feel like that made it official and she couldn't. I mean, she did argue, but she couldn't really argue with the law.
Then it started to make sense. Is that why I didn't have a birth certificate? Is that,
yes,
you know, this, that, and the other thing? I'm on Team Carly not telling her.
Yeah, me too. That would just be awful.
And especially where it's not like she and Nina get along.
Mm-mm.
So.
But maybe Carly will think that if Nina knew, she wouldn't come after Willow the same way.
And she stopped Michael from talking right in front of Willow. That whole scene where Michael's just like starting to talk about Harmony in front of Wiley.
Yes.
And Wiley's like, what about Grandma Harmony? Because people forget that kids do listen and hear. And she's like, okay, so what color car do you want to?
Yeah.
You know, like that was such
Here's your crayon. We're going to go talk over here.
Yep.
That was a good grandma.
But pulling him the whole way to the other side. And she's like, I love how she kept glancing over to be like, all right, is he listening? Because you need to shut your mouth.
Exactly.
Like she kept doing that. Name. Because she kept doing that look of,
hello,
right there, right.
You need to watch what you say because kids listen to everything.
On Willow being comforted by him. That was sweet.
That was. He's so cute.
He is. I like that they're showing TJ really struggling with, don't look at my notes.
I'm not looking. Well, you think I can read that from here?
I don't know. But I really like that they're showing TJ struggling with his first loss.
Yes.
And
Britt was so compassionate.
Yeah.
She was like a whole new person the other day.
Well, she said that she was trying out a new management technique.
Yes.
I forget what it was called.
Mm.
It said something before the stick. Was it grace before the? No, I'm totally off.
Compassion before the stick?
I don't know. But I think that she's just trying to help him not become as calloused as she is.
Mm-hmm. Or any of the doctors, really. I mean,
yeah.
Not that they don't have to be that way, but you see them handle, okay, and like next in line, that one died. Okay, moving on.
Right.
And she wants him to have that little bit of compassion, especially since everyone they treat is someone they know somehow.
Well, and I like that. So it was the first time he was having to inform somebody and he wasn't, doctors are taught mm-hmm. how to do that.
Right.
That does not mean that they get it the first time. And all he could do was look at Willow and go, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like in tears.
Yeah.
You know, and he had been doing a great job. That was still him doing a great job. So I don't want to discount that his
you
response.
Saw his emotion.
But when he was talking to, who was he talking to? Michael?
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, how are you keeping it so cool treating the woman who attacked your domestic partner's mom? And he's like, I don't know. Like, I just have to.
Yeah.
But then to see that, no, you can get through.
It was sweet.
I was really a fan of TJ this week.
Mm-hmm. And I like, even though they don't show her, I like that they referenced Molly. I called her. I talked to her. She said, come home and let's snuggle on the couch and watch some TV. And like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good self-care plan.
Well, because Molly is fully aware of his work
mm-hmm.
and the demands of his work and supports it. But like, your partner's also just as much a part of that kind of career.
Right.
You know, especially where her mom is the one that was attacked by the person you just lost. There might need to be some comfort going both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But then the ER got slammed. So.
Yeah. So he couldn't leave.
Amy, though.
I don't like.
She couldn't have done a better job at, hey, I'm not feeling well.
Yes.
Just be straight up and say, listen, I'm having a real hard time with the fact that we just lost someone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw that Britt was being compassionate to TJ, you don't think she would show you the same compassion?
Right.
I don't understand. And if you need to get out because you are so stressed, I don't think you would go like skipping through the hallways, even if you weren't physically sick, if you were mentally not feeling up to it because you lost a patient, you would still walk out of there like, man, I want to go do something to perk up my day, not skip through the halls.
Right.
And I don't like this fight that they're having.
But she doesn't like Terry.
I know she doesn't like Terry, and we really saw it come out whenever Terry interviewed Brad, but I don't know. Even Amy, I don't feel like would talk that way to a supervisor out in public. Like, Terry didn't come at her at first, and she was ready to go.
She knew she was caught.
She knew she was caught.
She knew she had told the one chief, I'm not feeling well, I need to go home, and then booked it to the salon and realized that she was busted. And so, I mean, she had her defense up from the get-go, and Terry's like, why aren't you at work? And Amy immediately responds, being snippy.
Yeah, but I still don't feel... I don't know. I don't feel like Terry would say that. If you were out somewhere and saw a coworker out and about, even though they were supposed to be at the office, would that be the first thing that you said to them? Why aren't you at the office? You wouldn't assume that something happened at the office, that they changed something around and they're supposed to be out and about?
I don't know. It's been a really long time since I've worked in that type of a setting.
And she also knew that TJ had lost a patient. So wouldn't she have thought of the other staff that would have been there helping?
That was the one thing I didn't like, that Amy didn't say we. She's like, TJ lost a patient, so I need to go home.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
No.
And everyone... she's been doing this a little bit longer.
True. I feel like she was just hit by it because she is closer with Willow and Michael. Not that they're hanging out, but
right.
She's had more interactions with them. I don't know. I just don't like that they're making the characters so nasty just so
well,
that
they're
Ben...
doing the same thing that they did with Man Landers and her being all... snippy with Maxie.
Right.
And loving on Nathan.
Yeah.
Except for she's being protective of her brother now, and now she's being defensive towards, she doesn't know that there's something going on there. And I didn't think about this when they originally matched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't match on the app, but when they originally like started talking to each other, there has to be some kind of a conflict of interest with a chief of staff dating a subordinate's sibling. Maybe not like a conflict of interest, but I mean, that's not going to be comfortable. Like, I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about the work relationship, but I feel like they're keeping it outside of the hospital, then it's fine. He doesn't work at the hospital.
She does, though.
I don't think that crosses the line.
I don't know.
But I don't understand why we have to make everything a conflict. Why can't she just be happy that her brother found someone?
Right.
And say, you know, she's not my best friend, but yeah, she has a lot of nice qualities. I'm glad that you found someone. She's been pushing him to date for how long?
Yeah.
And now he's found someone nice that he likes. Just let it go.
Doesn't even sound like they've really actually dated, though.
Right. They've just been texting because he was away.
He gives good texts.
Yes. I like that Liz was like, oh, no, you're in trouble. Like, yeah.
I like that they had them at the salon, which is now a fixture, I guess. You were wondering why Finn took Violet to the salon. That's probably why. He probably went to pay for Liz and Terry to have their day out. And he was like, you know what? You're a little girl. You can get a little mani, too.
That would
make
sense.
And then he wound up getting one.
Mm-hmm. But so, he took his off.
Well, he has to.
Just saying. He took his off. He said it didn't match his outfit.
I don't think they're allowed to have. That's why I was a little bit, because if it flakes or chips off or anything. Like,
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. So if you know the nail care procedures, like, is there a hierarchy that, like, if you're actually, it makes sense. Like, if you're in surgery
sense.
That.
Right. I don't want your fake nail falling off in my body.
Even
thanks.
Though they're covered by a glove.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, are there restrictions around that?
I have no idea.
But then he's not doing surgery, so.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he would have been okay. I think he just took his off because it didn't match. I didn't like how foreshadowing it was that something bad was going to happen to Liz. Like, could we spend any more time looking at that lock?
That actually freaked me out when they tensed, like when they zoomed in on it. I tensed up a little bit.
Okay.
I just finished watching Ozark, though, too. So. Might have been a little bit of carryover from that.
No. See, that scene I was not into.
And if we need to talk about Ozark, you guys can message me. Because Amanda doesn't watch.
I don't. I'm sorry. No, see, I felt like that more when Harmony was talking and she was trying to get her last words out. I was snacking on some Doritos and I like stopped munching to like, listen, what is she going to say? I was in that moment. But with the lock, I was like, okay, someone's going to break in tonight. Something's going to happen. We don't need to sit here and spend so much time on this.
Oh, did you not pick up on Liz and Terry's conversation, though?
What?
Something that was said?
I don't know where you're going.
When Terry said, or when Liz said, oh, you have a lover.
Oh, yes. I liked the way she said that. I did think of you.
I was waiting for you to bring it up.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to say the word lover.
No, I was waiting for you to bring it up. Because that just brings me back to, I want to know which writer's listening.
That's Terry said, I don't have a lover. And I liked that they specified that Neil's brother was found on Pier 54.
I know.
I was like, thank you for making sure that you specify which pier that was on.
You know, we'll just claim all the dead bodies.
Yes.
Hold on. I need to scratch out real quick.
Shannon can't read through her notes. I'm marking off what we talked about.
I forgot to reorganize them to keep them together. All right, so we're basically done with the Harmony Willow.
Yeah,
I kind of feel bad that we addressed that first, but it tied into my...
It did. I feel bad for... We'll get back to the lock in a minute. I feel bad for Sasha. Like, she doesn't have enough to deal with now. She has to deal with the fact that she killed her friend's mom, but she didn't.
And she didn't take a pill.
Right.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gladys is one of my new favorites.
I know.
She is seriously the best mother-in-law.
Yes. She's like, I think of her as my daughter. I trust her as much as I would my daughter. Nope.
And she will fight to the death for her.
I did love that. I didn't understand the paparazzi guy being like, oh, if it wasn't for me, you would have taken that pill. Okay, it doesn't matter why she did or didn't take the pill. She also wouldn't have been driving a million miles per hour trying to get away from you if it wasn't for all of that.
So if it wasn't for him, she wouldn't have killed Harmony?
Exactly. So, no, you're not going to blackmail me. Thanks.
But Willow brought up the question, did Harmony jump out in front of the car or did Sasha hit her?
I don't think, like,
I think it was both. Like, I think she was running, not paying attention to the road.
Right. When Willow asked that, I took it as, do you think my mom was intentionally trying to kill herself and jumped in front of a car? Yes. I don't think that's what happened. But she did run into the middle of the road. It wasn't like Sasha was gunning for her or something.
Right.
She appeared and
it
was last second. So, but yeah, I feel bad for her. I hope that they figure out how to write that storyline so she can actually get the proper help, not just, oh, we're not going to take pills anymore. It'll be fine.
And I love that she covered it with, she lost Liam. The doctor prescribed her medication. I don't know if she knows if that's true or not, because Sasha gave herself a pep talk, which I loved. And I looked up the pill. It's a pretty generic thing. It could be, there was like anywhere from male performance capsules that are in red and black things to allergy stuff. So...
Right. You really have no idea.
I have a feeling she's not having a problem with one of those, but I don't think that allergy medication is taken for anxiety.
No,
but there was a ton of stuff that popped up in Google. So I did not go down that rabbit hole. So
good job.
But apparently the photographer did.
Right. Cause he can get what she needs.
What? And he's following her into the doctor's office.
Right.
I love that Brando was all concerned.
Yes, knocking on the bathroom. Are you okay?
No, whenever she did get written a prescription.
Oh.
And they're like, it's non-habit forming, you know.
Yes. I felt like everything was just like separate little story lines this week. It didn't flow very well.
Well, speaking of which, I understand that a couple weeks ago we missed an episode, so therefore May the 4th was not on May 4th.
Oh no.
So we didn't have the Star Wars Day. I know that I am not the one who edits the videos, but I feel like they could have flipped the Chase and Brooklyn scenes and swapped them out with the Anna, Robert, Felicia, Max scenes. And it would have been neither one led into the other the following day.
Right.
And they could have just swapped those two so that we were talking about Star Wars on May the 4th and talking about a 60-year-old being pregnant potentially on the next.
I agree. They could have swapped this out, but I'm not as offended about Star Wars as you are, so.
I'm not offended by it. I feel like that just could have been, if either story had progressed the following day and it needed to keep that time or like bled into another one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But after Thursday, I was like, no, they really could have just.
I agree.
I do not buy that Finn would not let Violet watch Star Wars. I really feel like he's a Return of the Jedi. I feel like he would be like, here's some cute little teddy bears to get started on.
Yes.
Maybe we don't throw her into, you know, Revenge of the Sith right away. Maybe not. But Return of the Jedi, pretty kid friendly.
I will.
All of them. All the original trilogy.
I will take your your assessment.
Maybe don't show Phantom Menace with, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked that she called the lightsaber a sword, and he was like, no, 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 no.
I love that she didn't want to wear the purple because then she can't see the purple.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
I knew you followed her logic there.
Oh, and Chase's Princess Brandywine.
It's very cute.
If Brooklyn really wanted to impress him, she would have put her hair in Princess Leia buns, though.
Might have been a little inappropriate.
Why?
Because that's like every man's fantasy.
But she also, her hairstyle changed as she got older.
True. I can't follow the rest of it. I do know that the hair bun thing was like a original deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When she was Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And fun fact, Mark Hamill was on General Hospital before he was Luke Skywalker. He was Jesse Brewer's nephew, Ken. And I was really disappointed with General Hospital teased.
Oh.
Because on their Instagram, it said it had a picture of, they had the picture of Violet with the lightsaber. And it said, may the fourth be with you. The dark side wouldn't stand a chance against Violet. If we only knew someone who could train her in the ways of the Force. First person they tagged was Mark Hamill.
That is a good teaser. And then he did not show up.
And then he wasn't there. And then Jophie L. Love and then Josh Wickard. So.
I'm sorry that you were so disappointed.
I was. I really thought maybe. But no, they didn't do it.
I'm very sorry.
But see, Star Wars can be sexy. They were all talking about it and everything and they were getting close.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're just adorable. They could talk about anything and make it sexy.
Yeah, but she was trying to remember.
She was.
All right, what do you have next?
Oh, I thought it was not weird, but weird that they were, oh, well, we'll get Leo too, blah, blah, blah. Why can't you guys just go get dinner now? Why do you have to bring Leo along?
Maybe because they just wanted to have someone there for Violet instead of making her hang out with adults all the time.
She likes adults, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought that was nice to include another kid.
I just felt like it was forced. I don't know.
Because
Brooklyn wasn't asked to watch him. I don't know. It just felt weird to me.
Yeah, but Chase and Brooklyn spend time with Leo. So
yeah.
That's kind of like, hey, let's just go get Leo and we'll go out to dinner.
It felt to me like they were going separate ways and then meeting up later. And I was like, you're procrastinating your dinner because you're trying to include Leo, but he's not here. So just go get dinner.
See, I figured they would just stop on the way to Kelly's and pick him up. They'd all drive together.
I don't know.
Pick him up.
I just
We need the map of Port Charles.
Oh, I'm like, are we Dora the Explorer? I'm confused. Where are we going with the map? Oh, you mentioned it already. Felicia and the weird baby references is what I wrote down.
No.
No.
And
I really hope that it's Mac that says, listen, we did miss our chance with that, but we've had plenty of other adventures and we're going to enjoy being grandparents together.
He did not miss the chance.
Missed the chance together.
She is why.
I agree.
He raised his niece and two girls that had no blood relation to him. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He never thought twice about it.
No, he's awesome. Never, he did not miss out on any of it.
I just didn't. But I loved Robert laughing in his face at the entire thing, right. Though. He's like, really? This is ridiculous. He's like, no.
I'm just going to shut it down right now. You're not having a baby. You're a grandpa. That's how it is.
Right. He's like, it's great. You give him back.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't wonder if it's your diaper or theirs.
I know.
That was so cute. But Anna was trying to be a good friend. You can do whatever you want, Felicia. That's fine. I thought maybe they meant they were going to like adopt or something.
Why can't they just be a good grandparent?
They could be foster parents.
They could.
I feel like that's a better solution.
Do we have a child that needs fostering now?
No.
I was going to say, I'm like, there's no orphans or anything that there's no childless.
No parentless.
No parentless. Childless.
I'm like, childless.
There's a lot of childless children.
That's how we want to keep it.
On the show.
No, I don't know anyone that they need to foster. Or maybe, is there like a foster awareness month? Like, did they really talk about it? Because they could even just do that. Let's have a conversation about it. Find out some information. Put it out there. And then decide that that's not for them. That's okay, too.
May is National Foster Care Month.
Boom. So maybe that is what they're doing. They're just going to have the conversation about it at least. That would be nice.
That would be someone comes through the, okay, someone winds up coming through the police department. Maybe they're a single parent. Child needs taken care of.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anyone else. Mac and Felicia go, okay. And they do it. Okay.
I would be okay with that. There's so many kids that need help just temporarily.
Yeah.
And then they're not taking on a lifelong responsibility as far as parenting. Obviously, I'm sure there's some kids that still stay in contact with their foster parents, but that they could do some good, but not make a lifelong commitment. Because I get what you're saying, but I'm hoping it leads into some type of storyline. Because if not, that was just like the dumbest episode ever to sit there and have a conversation about it. And then tomorrow we're going to forget that happened.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Well, and I like that they're finally showing Maxie struggling with being a single parent and dating.
Mm-hmm.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Kirsten Storms legit hurt her finger taking out the garbage.
I know. That was so cute. So
that's why she had a brace.
I like that they actually explained it, though, because sometimes they just show up with something and you're like, what happened? She said she fell at the Savoy. Maybe now that she has all that money, she could buy a big house and move Mac and Felicia in with her and they can help her raise the kids. Then they get more grandparent time and boom.
Or she can set her own schedule and focus on being a mom.
True.
Because she's worked her butt off to get to that point, and now it's paid off, and now she can enjoy.
Yeah, but I feel like it needs so much more. She's not going to be able to step away at this point.
Not step away, but like I said, she can set her own schedule and get her an assistant.
There you go.
Because Gladys is Brooklyn's assistant.
Yeah.
Let's get Maxie an assistant to help with some things. But that way Maxie can be spending time with her kiddos, but still contributing to the company she helped build. Well, she didn't help build Deception. She helped launch into the IPO.
Right. Do you think Georgie is going to be pushing for her and Spinelli to get back together? Because she is not happy.
Oh my gosh. First of all, Austin, great job.
Mm-hmm.
The whole awkward, like, all right, so I'm just going to go now. Yeah.
She just sat in the chair looking very angry.
I mean, she's like, so who's that?
I do think it's weird that they've been dating and she hasn't even mentioned my friend.
Well, they've only been dating a few months.
I would still say I'm going out to dinner with my friend. Austin. So
I didn't.
I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I hope they don't push her and Spinelli back together at this point.
No, but I am 1000% certain.
Yes.
He created the app.
I agree.
Which is I thought it was sweet that Austin was trying to be friends with him.
Mm-hmm. And I like that Britt stopped over and said, hello. I like your drink. What's going on?
Yep.
I really liked her this week. She was like a whole new person.
The only thing I didn't like is when Maxie said the parenting changes dating availability. Georgie's 9. Right. I know that she went with Spinelli, but James, and who's Maxie cooking all these cupcakes for? She needs to bake a ton. Is she remembering that James has a birthday coming up this month?
Probably not. You're going to be disappointed. It's going to be for something else.
Again?
That child does not actually get a birthday. Do not set your sights on we're having a birthday party for him.
But I like that they're just making it a struggle because most single parents can't just go dating every day.
Right. Yes, it is unrealistic to think you're going to see the person every night. Next, I have my least favorite person, Nina and Sunny, with their flirting and their sexy dance.
Ew!
It was so gross.
And then Nakia and the other bartender clapping.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you guys are great. It was weird.
It was weird.
It was gross.
Mm-hmm. We should have a floor show. No, I don't want to see that on the dance floor.
It wasn't even sexy. It was weird.
No, she was like grinding up against
him. It could have been. Like, they could have made that a very sweet moment.
No.
Like, they could have made it less gross.
It was awful. I felt traumatized watching
it. The way that it was done, yes, they could have made it better.
Not if Nina was who he was dancing with. Maybe if Carly was in there instead.
I don't know.
And I didn't understand Lenny coming back. I don't like this encouraging him to be with Nina.
Well, and Sunny tells Nina about how Michael disrespected him. Yet he doesn't care about the fact that he disrespected his wife, his sons, his daughters.
Right.
Everyone in his family.
Right. Even whenever he was talking to Lenny, Lenny was like, well, is there an extra issue as to why your son's disowning you? And he was like, Nina. No, not Nina. The fact that you slept with Nina whenever you were supposed to be reconciling with Carly.
Yes.
That's the problem. Not Nina, that she exists. If you would have come home and said, oh, feelings changed because I was missing for 9 months, even though it was Nina's fault, and then gotten divorced or filed for divorce and moved on, Michael would have been okay with that. He still wouldn't have liked Nina because of who she is.
Right.
But he would not be disowning you, Sunny.
Yeah.
So if you can't even be honest in your daydreams, like, that's a problem. If you're talking to yourself and you can't even be honest
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Essentially, Lenny was having him talk things out so that he knew what he was doing in regular life. He's lying to himself even.
Yeah. But then they did talk about Elijah.
Yeah.
So
maybe he's going to come
back. Maybe his prison sentence is almost over.
Do some bad things in Port Charles.
And then Liesl and Britt were having a beautiful moment Anita just chimes in about Nell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. When Nina was even surprised out of the three of them that Liesl's the one that has a love interest.
I know.
What's wrong with Liesl? Why are we surprised?
Exactly.
Because she didn't have to steal someone else's man?
Wow. That's how you really feel. Yeah, I agree. Liesl
but she has Sunny. She has Sunny. So why is she like, out of the three of us, how is it Liesl has the... You have one too. Nina has a love interest.
I'm glad that she doesn't even talk about it that way because she knows it's wrong and disgusting.
She doesn't. They're perfect for each other.
No. It's so awful.
Awful.
And I didn't like that they were meeting for drinks. They had like a half a drink and they were all like, okay, bye, see ya.
Yeah.
They didn't even get into any good girl conversation.
Well, Lisa got called away by Scott.
They still could have had Nina and Britt talk for a little bit more. I know Britt was like, oh, it's been a long day, but...
They did. And that's when Nina was, maybe that's why Britt was like, yes, I'm going to go talk to Spinelli because you just disrespected my mom.
True. Or I just don't want to listen to you whine about your kid that is gone and your grandson that you can't see and how you're hooking up with his grandpa.
Oh, Diane.
Yes, go ahead.
She's the best.
She is the best.
She just reminded her.
By the way,
you act like it's the worst thing in the world that Wiley doesn't have you in his life. Maybe the jury won't see it that way.
Yeah.
But her, first of all, she has no boundaries. She has no respect for anybody else's. Scott is allowed to pamper himself. Scott is allowed to have time off.
Yes, absolutely. He wants to go get treated at the spa. He is allowed.
Yes.
She shouldn't be hunting him down.
But now she's like, you need to step in for this 5-part series that she has been given more than enough chances.
Yep.
She very easily, like we talked about last week, could have said, let me call Scott. We will go over this. We will give you an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
She's just grasping at straws here. It's just,
but he's not allowed to be taking time for himself because he's supposed to be.
It's not like it was a day of court.
He's allowed to.
Right. It's not like they were due in court and he was running late because right. he was getting his nails done.
Right.
It was his day to do whatever he wanted. I'm sure all her paperwork was filed as it should have been. But yeah, Diane was great with, you know, you're only getting this petition because his mom, Wiley's biological mom, is gone. So quit pretending like you would have some great relationship with both of them when you probably wouldn't.
And no.
It's not really a loss for you not to be involved. So yeah. I just can't wait for it to be over, though. I want the ruling and then let's move forward. I'm tired of this fight. I feel like they're going to drag it out even longer now so that Carly has to wrestle with, should I tell her, should I not?
Well, what's the DNA test going to do? Because they're finally doing one.
True. But if they're not comparing it against anything else.
They're just comparing her against Willow.
Right.
Or Harmony.
Yes. I think it's going to come back to a couple weeks ago whenever she fainted, that there's going to be something wrong with her. And then they're going to realize, they're going to do like a database search for anyone that matches, and Nina's gonna pop up.
You think Nina's done like 23andMe? So we're gonna find out, is it 23andMe, ancestry.com, or whatever other DNA kits are out there, which one's sponsoring?
Yeah,
because Nina will have done it, and that's how Willow will get matched.
I don't know. I feel bad for Willow too. This is going to be such a ridiculous, you're my mom, but you're not my mom. I don't want you around my kid, but you're his grandma. This is awful.
Well, she already knows that she's her grandma and she still doesn't want her around.
Right. But it's different if it's your mom.
So the only other thing that I have left is Lucy and Martin being super cute.
Oh my God. They're so cute.
And originally, whenever she just like dropped her coat with the door open, I was like, what the heck?
Know.
But she's been naked in front of the town before at the nurse's ball, pretty much. She's always been in her undies. So.
And she shut the door quickly. It was okay.
But then he was wearing her shoe.
Yes, that was funny.
And they're like, we are not hiding our relationship anymore to Valentine. And Valentine's like, all right, I wish you the best.
Yep. Just like you expected it to go. He wasn't going to throw a real hissy fit.
He already had, though.
But I mean, again, like he says his piece and he's done.
Yeah.
So he already said it once and you're out anyway, then okay, we'll see what happens. The only other thing I had.
He asked Carly to make nice with Nina. That's not going to happen.
No. And Carly, just the look on her face was like, I'm sorry, you want me to what? No, yeah. I can't be nice.
That didn't get answered either on Friday. So that'll be interesting.
I think her face said it all. No matter what she says, she She's already like,
No,
said it.
I'm good. Thanks.
Sunny hiring Dex.
Oh, yes. Business. Yes.
So, yeah.
He's going to be the new Jason.
I'm not ready for that.
We need to get a new Sunny. is the problem. Sonny's also getting up there. He needs to think about his own succession planning. Who's probably that? Should have had something in plan from the get-go, because that's...
You know who should take it over is Christina, because then her and Miss Wu could run the whole town.
There we go.
I would like that, because Dante's not going to want it.
Nope.
Michael shouldn't have it, because he doesn't know what he's doing with it either. Obviously, Morgan's gone, unless they bring Morgan back to take it over. So Christina should do it. He could start teaching her now, and then by the time he's ready to retire, she would be all set to go.
I was just thinking, what if Morgan is somehow on the West Coast? Because he's kind of mad about the fact that he got blown up because of...
He's kind of mad about the fact he got blown up.
Just a little bit. So he's planning his return to take over, to take control.
Oh, that would be good.
I'm still stuck on the Jennifer Smith, but you mentioned Morgan, so I'm like,
Well, maybe Morgan's working for Jennifer Smith with Jennifer Smith. Who knows? They all find ways of crossing each other's path.
We'll see.
Don't know. But yeah, I like the idea of somebody different taking it over. Doesn't need to be all about the men.
We should do a recap of... Well, we did the mob in the 90s, and it just wound up actually being Sunny.
I feel like talking about the Asian Quarter talks about the other family, though.
Yeah, but that was run by a man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, has there always been at least a woman in the five families? Because we had Faith. We had Cassandra. No, Cassandra wasn't mob. Mm-hmm. Claudia.
Mm-hmm. She didn't really run it.
No.
I mean, I'm talking about the head.
No, I know. It. Yeah. Faith.
Yeah.
Maybe Faith's making a comeback, too. She didn't die.
I mean, I'd be okay with that, but I don't think that's what's happening.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's all. Oh, I didn't like how choppy this week felt. Everything was its own, didn't flow together. And like you said, a lot of stuff didn't carry into the next day. So it was like, okay, I watched that. Nope, now we're done.
Yep. And I just don't understand why we killed Harmony.
I don't know why we killed Harmony. I don't know why we had Lenny there. It was nice that he came and hugged Phyllis.
Oh, yeah. That was sweet.
That was sweet, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I will look forward to this week connecting all these dots, because between that and Felicia's weird baby talk, I'm just lost on what anyone's doing.
It just doesn't make sense. Unless, are they going to try... Remember how there was talk about, could Esme be... There was, like, rumors on...
Oh, Esme being
could be Esme
daughter?
Felicia's.
That doesn't even make any sense, though, because if Felicia let Mac take care of her other daughters...
Yeah.
Obviously, again, unless she was in like a coma or something, she has to be aware that she was pregnant. Why wouldn't she hand that kid off to Mac too?
I don't know.
Especially if we're trying to say...
She was gone from the show during the time that
Esme was born, right?
So is there an entire...
I just don't feel like, even if it was some horrible circumstance that she ended up pregnant by Ryan... that she would turn around and just give her baby up for adoption.
And we still don't have those answers with the Harmony Ryan thing.
No, but I feel like she would have talked about it. I don't like the way I said that sentence.
No.
But like
that
adoption was wrong. But
No.
Adoption's awesome and that's great. But I feel like Felicia would have mentioned it in all the times that Maxie's had issues. She would have, like, with Peter being a jerk, she would have been like, Maxie,
yeah,
I understand having a baby to a madman because you have a younger sibling that was Ryan's and this is what happened, so I had to give the baby up for adoption or something. Not just gave it up for adoption and never said anything again.
Maybe.
But, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see what they do. I don't know.
They could have had such a good storyline with Harmony.
They
were getting such a good storyline with Harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have gone on for a lot longer. I don't know why.
I didn't know.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
I'll send you some flowers.
No, I'm good. All right, so what?
Do-do-do. Reality check.
Happened in your world today? This week? Today?
Today. I didn't have anything up today because I'm over here early today. Oh, Megan went to the nose doctor. I've said I would give my Megan update. Megan went to the nose doctor and they said it was not as big of a deal as the ER had made it seem, that she has a tear on one of the capillaries in her nose and that is why it just keeps bleeding. So they gave her stuff to put in there with a cotton ball and to keep taking care of it. So she's still having nosebleeds every day, but a lot less than she was. So
good.
Hopefully we are on the way to the mend. They did not cut her nose off, so that was good.
And it did not fall off on its own.
That's right. Exactly. So, yay for noses.
Yay
for noses. Megan still has hers. So, that was good news. And then we got two new kitties this week.
What are their names?
I'm going to become a crazy cat lady, but still have my family home. The orange one is Oliver, like from Oliver and Company.
Aww.
And Oliver and Company is based on Oliver Twist loosely. And so the other one is like super multicolored. So Ryan named that one Twist. So it's Oliver Twist. And they are super, super little. And I just want to snuggle them all the time. So
aww.
I may have a kitten addiction. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then later on today, my sister is having a Mother's Day brunch for me and her and my mom. So all the grandkids, except for Matt, he won't be there because his girlfriend is graduating from nursing school.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Super excited for her. But yeah, that's it. A pretty chill weekend because that's what Mother's Day weekend should be about. Not having to mother so much. So yeah, that's it. How about you?
My son came home from college.
Yay! Did you cry?
No.
Wow.
Okay. No, he's home. I'm good. Just a lot of work this week. Very emotionally and mentally draining week. So exhaustive week. My daughter wound up having to be home for 2 days because there was a COVID exposure in school. So I had the pleasure of rearranging a lot of things for that. So yeah, just
we're almost done. The school year's almost done.
That's a whole other thing that I don't want to talk about this week. So.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so nothing really exciting. I'm boring this week.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But join us on Thursday as we talk about the next part of the Asian Quarter, which I did not have the chance to do another write-up for. So we'll see how that turns out.
So have a good week, and hopefully you enjoyed your Mother's Day.
And we'll meet you at the pier. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.